On Friday night, it was the Fruit of Monument Wildcats hosting the Montrose Indians. Spencer Fair would start the night off and boot the ball to the Indians for the Wildcats. Montrose would get a 59-yard return and get set up in business inside of Wildcat territory. Fruit would bow their backs defensively, though, and ultimately, they forced the Indians into a 4th-and-11 at the Wildcat 26. A no-gainer gave the Wildcats the ball on their own end as the bigger turn went for nothing. The Wildcats would be forced to punt, and our first possessions for both teams came and went with no excitement in the game. On the Indians' second drive, though, bare fourth down shorts were converted by the Indians, eventually getting Montrose inside of the 5-yard line. 2 plays later, the Indians were up on the scoreboard.
At the 1-yard line for Montrose, backs are split. Kayspear is going to hand it off, and it's going to be a touchdown off the right side for Angelo Youngren. He leaps, breaks the play, and he goes over the right side. Angelo Youngren with a 1-yard touchdown run.
The PAT made it 7-0 Indians then. Later in the first, Wildcats offense was kept in check by the Indian defense. The score still 7-0 after 12 minutes of play. In the second quarter, the Indians continued to dominate the trenches and the field position battle. Fruit of Monument having a hard time even sniffing the Indian red zone. Later in the second, the Indians would get into Wildcat red zone yet again, looking to double their lead. 2 plays later, Angelo Youngren was jumping and diving into the end zone.
At the 1-yard line for Montrose, backs are split. Kayspear is going to hand it off, and it's going to be a touchdown off the right side for Angelo Youngren. He leaps, breaks the play, and he goes over the right side. Angelo Youngren with a 1-yard touchdown run.
Aaron Fierro's PAT was blocked, but still somehow cleared the crossbar to make it 14-0 Indians. Later in the second, the Wildcats had another drive stall out quite a ways away from the Indian red zone, and Montrose was right back at it again. On 3rd and 13 from their own 31, the Indians and quarterback Drew Kayspear would go to the air. He would look for and find Brennan Woodruff.
There's a live formation. Woodruff tied on a wing on the right side behind Shear, who's lined up as a tight end. Play fake by Kayspear. Drew loads up, has a man. It's Woodruff, and Woodruff makes a catch at the 35, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown. Brennan Woodruff.
The PAT was good, making it 21-0 late in the second. The Indians absolutely rolling over the Fruit of Monument Wildcats. On the Wildcats' next drive, though, they finally got some offense going as Jake Lynch connected on a 46-yard pitch and catch with Chris Gearson. And the Indians 20. Spencer Fair nailed a 40-yard field goal to make it 21-3. Indians still at the lead at the half. To start the second half, Vince Grosso hauled in the kick and returned it 41 yards to set the Wildcats up with solid starting position. Later on the drive, with a 3rd and 16 facing them, Jake Lynch would find Zach Twardzowski for a first down inside the Indian 20. 3 plays later on 4th down, Grosso would cap the drive that he had just sparked.
4th down and 1, jet sweep to Grosso. Vince around right in, keeps the legs driving, and Vince Grosso gets into the end zone with a 4-yard touchdown run.
With Spencer Fair's PAT, it would be 21-10, Wildcats still trailing. The Indians got the ball and would drive slowly and methodically to start the fourth. Youngren would punch it into the end zone for their 4th touchdown of the night.
3rd down and 1 at the 2. The handoff to Youngren. Leans that left shoulder in. Pyle drives it off the right side and into the end zone for a touchdown for the 2nd time tonight for Angelo Youngren.
The point after made it once again 28-10 Indians, a good, comfortable lead. Later in the 4th, things were getting desperate for the Wildcats. Lynch would hit Brandon Kubik for 37 yards, getting the Wildcats down inside the Indian 5. 2 plays later, it was Vince Grosso back in the end zone for the 2nd time.
2nd down and goal at the 1. Lynch under center, hands it off to Grosso. Vince around right in, touchdown, Fruit of Monument. Grosso's 2nd touchdown of the night.
Chris Gearson would haul in the pass from Jake Lynch on a 2-point try. That made it 28-18 in the 4th. Wildcats down by 10. They tried the onside kick but could not fall on the ball. On the first play of the Indians' drive, Angelo Youngren fumbled, and the Wildcats did fall on that one, getting the ball with some life. Lynch would hit Aiden Woomer, getting the Wildcats inside the Indians' 10, looking for more. On a 4th down and goal, the Wildcats needed just a couple of inches, but it took a good minute to get the signal from the referees. Lynch would punch it home, making it 28-25. Montrose after the point after touchdown, down by 3, a 1-possession game. Later on, Youngren would lose the grip on the ball yet again. The Wildcats fallen at Montrose territory at the 42 of the Indians. It would be Lynch to hit Aiden Woomer inside the 10 yet again, and the Wildcats were in business, down 3 with time taken away. Brandon Kubik would haul in a catch that the ball slipped out, and the Wildcats were able to fall on it, but out at the 25-yard line. On the next play, a batted ball fell into Anthony Crow's hands. He's not a Wildcat, and the Indians would come away with a 28-25 win over the Wildcats. The loss for the Wildcats is their first in their last four games. That's all. The Wildcats once again drop this one to the Montrose Indians 28-25.